Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Yael Eckstein shares her weekly perspective from Israel on Yael's Corner.
Today in Israel, it is Jerusalem Day. Jerusalem Day commemorates the reunification of Jerusalem under Israeli control after the Six-Day War in 1967. It was the first time Jews controlled Jerusalem since the destruction of the Second Holy Temple by the Romans in 70 AD. There's one story from the war that has always stood out to me. The Israeli soldiers who fought to free Jerusalem told of a miraculous occurrence when they first entered the Old City during the fighting of 1967. As the soldiers came through a back entrance, they stopped to pray at the grave of Samuel the prophet. Even as bullets flew overhead and Israel's enemies waged their attack, the soldiers stopped and said a quick prayer for success at the gravesite. They then proceeded to miraculously wrest Jerusalem from enemy hands. As it turns out, the same day Israel succeeded in reuniting Jerusalem was also the anniversary of Samuel's death. Each year that I celebrate Jerusalem Day, I thank God that I am free to worship at the Wailing Wall, to visit the grave sites of our prophets, to walk the Mount of Olives, and to watch biblical prophecy be fulfilled. With blessings from Jerusalem, I'm Yael Eckstein.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The fellowship has been instrumental in providing Jewish women suffering from domestic abuse with a safe place to start a new life. Find out how you can help by visiting holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.